Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun. We've been talking about the TSA, and I've got another piece about that here in a moment. Let's go to David, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
I was just going to say real quick, hi. Do you think there's any chance that people could, like, those security people can somehow find out that, oh, this is one of those subversive free stater people that don't like government, so we have to check them out? Or no?
I think that's pretty unlikely. I mean, the TSA agents in Miami aren't going to know what a free stater is. There's about zero chance of, I would say, that happening. Although some would suggest that they will at some point have files that they will access on people. They do have the no-fly lists, and they do check people's names against that list. So there are, and there's another list too, isn't there? There's like the no-fly.
There's a terrorist watch list and a no-fly list.
Yeah. So like if you're on the watch list,
it's
you're
just
going
a pain
to,
in the butt to fly.
Right. You're going to get a super secret screening where they write the SSS on your ticket, and then they do the secondary search on you. So if you're on that watch list, you'll get a real eyeball from the TSA. But I don't think they give. I don't know if they put in a whole dossier on the person in there. I doubt that. But I don't know.
They're not organized enough for that.
No, I think Michelle's right.
I'll tell you this, David. I gave them trouble at one particular instance. I had a driver's license that was expired. It was a temporary driver's license from the state of New Hampshire, like 2 months, period of time. But it was a full-fledged picture and everything ID, and I thought, oh, I'll just keep this one with me, and I'll leave my real driver's license in the car, and that'll be convenient, because it shows my picture, my name, my birthday, and all that stuff. But it was expired. And that really bothered the bureaucrat at the desk, so he gave me a super secret screening thing, and I just told the next bureaucrat that I had to deal with, look, just don't put your hands on me. Do whatever you have to do, but don't touch me. And that just brought down the hounds of hell, and I got surrounded by coppers and all kinds of stuff. They took my driver's license from me, took the information off of it, and I'm sure they recorded it in some database or
whatever.
But have
you been super secret searched since
then?
But
I've never had a problem since then.
So there you go, David. Your thoughts?
I was just going to say my last... I just usually using the word gutless or cowardly come up, and I just think 12 cops surrounding a girl that's, 120 pounds. I don't know how much she weighs. I don't want to overweigh. But and making her cry and all that, I just think that is so cowardly and gutless. And
yep.
Just wrong.
Absolutely, David. Thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. In fact, the TSA story has hit the New York Times now, where Joe Sharkey has written a piece. Having been taught by nuns in grade school and later going through military boot camp, I've always disliked uniformed authority shouting at me. So I was unhappy last week when some security screeners at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago started yelling, "Opt out! We got an opt out!" One bellowed about me in a tone that people in my desert neighborhood in Tucson usually reserve for declaring rattlesnake. Other screeners took up the opt out shout, and I was marched from the metal detector lane to one of those nearby whole body imagers, ordered to take everything out of my pockets, remove my belt, and hold my possessions up high. Then I was required to stand still while I received a rough pat-down by a man whose resume, I suspected, included experience at state prison. "Hold up your pants," he ordered me. What did I do to deserve this? Well, as I approached the checkpoints, I had two choices. One was a familiar lane with a metal detector, so I put my bag on that. To my right was a separate lane dominated with what the TSA initially called whole-body imagers, but is now labeled Advanced Imaging Technology Units. See, if we don't remind the people that we'll see them naked, then we'll just change the name, and that'll confuse them. Critics, of course, call them strip search machines. I don't like these things, and not just because of privacy concerns or because of what some critics have asserted are radiation safety issues with some of the machines that use X-ray technology. No, I don't like the fact that I have to remove every item from my pocket, including my wallet and things as trivial as a Kleenex. You then strike a pose inside with your hands submissively held above your head.
It makes you wonder, well, how good is this machine if it can't figure out what a Kleenex is?
I guess the idea is the Kleenex would cover up the other item or something like that?
I have no idea. It's just so silly. You know, I'm wearing cloth and I can't leave a piece of paper in my pocket? Piece of soft paper?
Like some desperado cornered by the sheriff in a Western movie while the see-through clothes machine makes an image of your body. The TSA's position is that anyone can opt out of a body scan for reasons of privacy or whatever, but will then be subjected through a thorough physical pat-down and careful search of their belongings. In my case, I'd been routinely using a normal metal detector checkpoint when I was ordered to switch lanes and instead go to one of the new machines. Well, I said I would prefer not to, given that my carry-on bag, laptop, and shoes were already trundling along the regular machine's conveyor belt, completely out of sight. And that's when the shouting started. As of Monday afternoon, the agency had not bothered to respond.
They act like they almost want you to opt out. I mean, they're excited about the opt-outs at this point, too. And this guy doesn't even sound like he understood what opting out meant. He just wanted to follow his stuff.
I think he knew he didn't want to go through that machine either. He didn't like necessarily, he didn't like a few things about it.
But does that mean you understand what opt-out is just because you don't like the machine?
I don't know. As of Monday afternoon, the agency hadn't bothered to respond to several requests for comment on this. Last week, the agency did tell me that there were 317 of the advanced imaging technology machines now in use at 65 airports around the country. About 500 should be online by the end of this year, says the agency, and another 500 are expected to be installed next year. Ultimately, the agency plans to have the new machines replace metal detectors at all of the roughly 2,000 airport checkpoints.
And many security experts in the TSA and out of the TSA, around countries around the world, don't want these things because they don't consider them to be of really any value. So one really has to ask themselves, why is it the TSA so badly wants these multi-million dollar machines? Is it kickback time?
Somebody is raking
kickback
in.
Time.
Yeah, somebody is raking in the cash on this. I mean, these machines are not cheap. Whoever is the manufacturer is really, they're sitting pretty. So, meanwhile, both passengers and security screeners are making accommodations, and I acknowledge change is a challenge. But hey, security folks, could we please start communicating better about the procedures, preferably without shouting or insulting our intelligence? Well, the answer is probably going to be no, because they have an incentive to do what they're doing. They want to humiliate you. They want you
They don't want you to ask questions. No, there is no opportunity for questions. Start asking TSA agents questions and see whether or not they want to answer them.
They have no obligation to answer your questions, which is why they haven't bothered to return several phone calls from this guy. They don't want to talk about it. Why should they? They've got their money, they've got their budget, and they're going to get another budget that's bigger next year.
They've got your money.
Yeah, and they don't have to bother answering your questions. And now just shut up, citizen, and you go and do what we tell you to do. Otherwise, we're going to start shouting at you and then treating you like real dirt. That way other people that are watching will see how we treat you, and then they'll know to be good little citizens.
Yeah.
Do exactly
as what it's about. People just want to get on their planes. They want it to go as quickly as possible. They know that, and so that's how they're going to treat you.
Bruce Delahorn, a marketing executive who flies frequently, said he was also recently going through a standard metal detector at Chicago's O'Hare. No body imager in sight when the old rules abruptly changed. Delahorn said they had one of the TSA staff announcing loudly, "Take everything out of your pockets. If you have a wallet, take it out. A handkerchief, out." I asked the guy, "Can you explain the reason for the new process?" He said there was nothing new. "We have always done this."
Mm.
Well, no, they haven't, as you and I and Mr. Delahome all know. If you've been flying for the past decade, you know they have not been asking people to take everything out of their pockets. Things that are metal, yes. They have, you know, they want you to take metal off of yourself and your person. But they've never asked me to take everything out of my pockets. Have they done that to you, Michelle?
No, and 16 years ago, I could smoke on a plane and I carried a lighter.
Well, they did, on our last trip, they did ask you to take everything out of your pockets. I don't take things that aren't metal out of my pockets because, well, it's a metal detector.
You're telling me they asked me that? I don't recall that.
They told me that. I don't know what they told you.
Hmm.
I have had to take off my watch and jewelry and everything else, my belt.
All right, more coming up here at 800-259-9231. Your experiences with the TSA, certainly welcome. You can bring up anything you want as well. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Twinkie diet. Yeah, it's real.
Nice.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
We all want to look our very best. And in today's society, billions of dollars are spent on products that claim to make us look better and younger. One of the factors that can lead to premature aging is a lack of B vitamins in our diet. A deficiency of B-complex vitamins can lead to a variety of cosmetic woes, including greasy hair or dandruff or dry skin or scaly lips, redness and irritation, brown spots, premature wrinkles, acne, poor hair growth, and even gray hair. Most adults do not get enough B vitamins, especially vitamin B12. But how do we get all these necessary B vitamins in one serving? Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of acai and added nutrients like 50 to 100% of the daily value of important B-complex vitamins. It's called Acai Berry Juice from Genesis Today, and it tastes fantastic. Drink a glass of nutritious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting the B vitamins that you need to look good and to feel energized.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight here in the studio, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And join us again, freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. And Mark, tell me about the internship program.
They've got internship programs for writers interested in journalism, passionate about liberty. The IHS Journalism Internship Program places aspiring journalists in media. Participants work in real jobs and learn core reporting skills. Former interns have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, The Washington Post, The Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Placements available in print, broadcast, new media, and investigative journalism. These internships include a stipend, housing assistance, mentoring from experienced professionals. All majors are encouraged to apply. It's open to graduate students, recent graduates, and undergraduates. The website is libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com. You've got to sign up for more information once you get there in order to get the the whole scoop, libertarianinternships.com.
So we're talking about the TSA and their new changes that they're instituting that'll make things all the more difficult for people that love liberty. And it sucks what they're doing to folks. And there's not much that we can do about it. There's a neat new website that's been created, wewon'tfly.com, and they've got some good ideas over there, specifically refusing to go through with these body scanners. Just take the opt-out option. Go and get the pat down and rather than go through the body scanner. Gum up the works a little bit.
I can imagine some people don't want their kids, their wives, whatever, felt on. But, you know, personally for me, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's not like it's sexual or anything like that. It's just intrusive.
Invasion.
It's just obnoxious.
But make it crazy. I mean, get a sock and stick it down your pants. Get some fake boobies going. Get a T-shirt that says, feel me first, baby. Feel me.
I don't know if I don't know how they would react to T-shirts.
Embarrass them. Humiliate them. Humiliation is very effective.
Can, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, they know that. They're trying to humiliate you.
Right.
So turn the tables.
Them. Yeah. And you know, take your change out of your pocket one coin at a time.
Well, that slows it up for the people behind you, whereas...
Bummer. Yeah. Then they ought to get on board with it, too.
Yeah. I agree. I think that...
If you're waiting for a plane, you know, I don't care what your philosophy is, you're not going to like that.
If you're in the secondary screening area, then it won't slow those people down.
If you're in the secondary screening
right.
area.
And
if you get there...
Yeah, if you go with the secondary screening, then the people that want to be obedient can still be obedient, and you won't get in their way. But nonetheless, there's so precious little that we can do about this. We can talk about it. We can express our frustration to others. We can opt out of the body scanners. And there's talk about people doing protests. I think that the folks over at WeWon'tFly.com are involved in putting those together. I don't know if there's one scheduled here in New Hampshire yet, but it seems like something that could easily happen should the folks out in the Manchester area want to put that together. But a little bit more here from the New York Times, where the article, the author here, John Sharkey, or Joe Sharkey, rather, is pointing out that he just recently went through this opt-out scene where they start shouting opt-out all around the security area just to bring attention to you, attempt to humiliate you in front of the crowd of people as a bad little citizen. And then there's another guy that he interviewed, a marketing executive who flies frequently, who said he was surprised recently when the old rules recently changed and the TSA starting to ask people to take everything out of their pockets. Not just the metal, but every single thing you have. And he asked the TSA agent who was demanding this of him, can you explain the reason for this? And he said, there was nothing new. We've always done it. Well, no, they haven't, according to Delahorn and the author and myself. I don't recall ever being asked to take everything out of my pants. Okay, I get it. This guy is reading from the card and not talking to me, said Delahorn. This is what he thought to himself. So Mr. Delahorn said, I did what they told me to, but on the other side of the metal detector, I said to another screener, could you explain to me why the procedure is now different at this airport, like having to remove a wallet that never set off the metal detector? And he said, No, the process has always been the same, at every airport. Maybe if they just tell the same lie over and over enough, people will start to believe it's true.
Oh, yes, they will.
It's one of the oldest axioms of propaganda. Mr. Delahorn said he was perfectly willing to comply with all procedures to ensure good security. He just wondered whether some of them were being made up on the spot. For me, he said, the issue is who's in charge here and what are the rules? See, most people are like him. They are more than willing to comply and be obedient. But even the most obedient and compliant folks are a little confused by this TSA. Even the obedient serfs are a little baffled. and upset.
It is baffling. I mean, because they do change their rules all the time. At one point, it was you were allowed to have lighters but not matches, and then you were allowed to have matches and not lighters, and it's just confusing.
My lighter made it through.
At one point, yeah, right. My
like a Bic lighter?
Yeah, Bic lighter.
At one point, you weren't allowed to have nail files. Now you are. The idea that you can't, that people believe you can't have water, but you can have water. You can have as much water as you want that you can fit into 3 ounce
bottles.
So yeah, 3.2 ounce bottles that you put in a 1-quart see-through Ziploc bag. So they're not keeping water out. They're keeping water in containers larger than 3.4 ounces or whatever it is. I don't know exactly, but it's a little over 3 ounces.
Let's go to your phone calls. GW is in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, GW.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to y'all, and Michelle was talking about how she is, how shall we say, a little loud.
I'm brazen.
Since they people there doing these, how shall we say, open molestations with everybody else, and you're going to opt out, why not preempt them and be opting out loudly before they can say it, and just start talking to them as loudly as they seem to need to talk to you.
I love that idea. Start asking your questions really loud. If they're going to shout opt out, then and you're going to ask them some tough questions, don't do it quietly. Ask them the questions loud enough to where everyone who's standing in line can hear you.
All the people getting their tickets in the other section of the building can hear you.
And then if the TSA comes up to you and says, you don't need to be shouting like that, well, you don't need to be shouting.
I can hear you well. Do you have to shout at me?
Yep.
I agree with that, although I do preface it by saying that you ought to have a safety in numbers. Have someone with you if you get tased or whatever, or they could be filming. I mean, definitely, I don't suggest doing that.
Oh, yes,
that
I figure
if
they're
you're
going
by
to
yourself.
Figure that you're going to start foaming at the mouth next and stuff like that. But
that's,
I mean,
how they treat you.
Be cooperative if you're going to do it, but just go ahead and start screaming and stuff.
And when they start yelling opt out, you can start yelling opt out.
No. You first. You're opting out.
Oh, you're saying you're going to jump in before they start yelling and start yelling?
Yes, scream.
I don't know. I think it'd be more appropriate to let them start yelling, and then you just, from that point on, yell everything that that you say at them. Thanks, GW, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Yeah, anything that you can do to throw them off their game. If you can humiliate them, as Michelle was suggesting earlier, that's great. 1-800-259-9231. Their job to harass people should not be easy. Take control of the airwaves, and we'll let you know more if we learn more about these protests that are scheduled at the airports. It's Free Talk Live. We'll come up.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy our cam there. We've got our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can interact, because our chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. It's memorydealers.com, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
Let's continue with your thoughts. David is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. David, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing? I was thinking about what I could do to throw them off. I was thinking about the night before the flight, you eat a whole bunch of beans and Brussels sprouts. Then when they start putting their hands all over you, you let one big one out and you start moaning like you're getting off on touching you.
Awesome. Like, you know what? That's going to really work. That's gonna,
yeah, it may be uncomfortable
really
for you.
Really loud. Start moaning really loud. Every time they touch you, you know, oh.
Your fellow passengers may not appreciate
right.
it.
Yeah, you just make a big old stink there, you know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
It's funny.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. I think it's. I looked online some of the pictures, man. It's porno.
Pretty much. Yes,
that's what it is. They're going to let all your little girl, your wife, and everything.
It's not really porno. Porno connotates actual sex acts happening typically.
Like back in the 50s, that would have been porno, them pictures they're showing there.
I see where you're coming from, Dave, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
you
your... Go ahead, sorry.
All right, good.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a husband, you got to watch somebody be grabbing your wife and stuff. You know? I don't know if it's guys doing that to the girls.
Or your son or your daughter. Right?
Do they separate them? Does a man search a woman, or does the only woman search woman? And
What does it matter? I mean,
the woman could be a lesbian that's searching me.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah,
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. From We Won't Fly's Facebook page, wewontfly.com, brand new website, I think just launched this week. Tonight, Ken Krawchuk and I did some pamphleting at Philadelphia Airport. Our purpose was to test the airport's response in preparation for November 24th, when they apparently are planning a larger-scale event of some sort of a protest/outreach. We passed out about 40 flyers, both outside and inside the airport, without incident. Because the airport was relatively quiet, most of the people we talked to were airline personnel, and then they do actually put their flyer, they link to the flyer there, which is useful. So I don't know if that's up on their main site yet, but I'm sure it will be shortly, and then folks all around the country will be able to download it and hand those out. It's a rough draft of information that will be on a 4x9 Slim Jim that will be mass-produced, and he's welcoming comments on the flyer because they're still in the draft phase. They learned a few things. Number one, Philadelphia already has a scanner at one terminal. Two, the response was overwhelmingly positive. One baggage checker used packing tape to affix our flyer to his counter. A pilot said that, "I went through one today. That's what it looks like?" Others were also amazed at how detailed the scans are. This seems to be a key point for our outreach. People have heard about the scanners, but have no idea how invasive it is. This is the key to arousing public outrage. Number three, the reaction on the 24th may still be unpredictable, but no one approached me during about 35 minutes of pamphleting. I even gave a flyer to a TSA agent. No signs are posted about loitering, soliciting, etc. And by the way, when you are giving out political information or information regarding something that's an issue, it's not soliciting. When you're soliciting, you're trying to sell something, right? So if any government bureaucrat comes up to you and says, "Oh, no soliciting here." "Oh, I'm not soliciting." What is soliciting? Can you define what soliciting is?
Can they define what soliciting is?
Yeah. Ask them questions.
Soliciting means you're trying to sell something. That's right. The end of the story.
Right.
When they arrest women for soliciting, it's because they're trying to sell their bodies.
I'm optimistic about pamphleting on the 24th. Ken will be making a courtesy call to Philadelphia police to notify them of our intentions, and I expect no reaction from them except a thank you. Number four, we identified the Airport Marriott Bar as the best start and end spot for the November 24th operation. It's a safe place to gather our team where we can be treated like customers instead of suspects. It's also perfect for some well-earned beers afterwards. Actually, the only place you can get food or drink outside of the secure zone in Philadelphia Airport. So head on over to wewontfly.com and click over on their Facebook page. Like that Facebook profile. Definitely something to be following. It's nice to see some activists taking the lead on this particular issue. And we'll certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more. And thanks to George Donnelly, James Babb, and the rest of the guys over at wewontfly.com.
There's an article here by an American Airlines about an American Airlines pilot revolt.
Really?
Yes. Captain Dave Bates, president of the Allied Pilots Association, which represents 11,000 American Airlines pilots, has called out to his members to refuse backscatter screening and demand private pat-downs from TSA officers.
Mm.
Says, "There's absolutely no denying that the enhanced pat-down is a demeaning experience. In my view, it is unacceptable to submit to one in public while wearing the uniform of a professional airline pilot. I recommend that all pilots insist that such screening is performed in an out-of-view area to protect their privacy and dignity."
I think the screening should be done in an in-view area, personally. I think that this is a great idea generally to have the pilots. I mean, when you see a pilot go into the TSA line and he says, "I'm not going through that," that means something,
yes,
right?
That's
significant.
The pilot carries much more weight than your average sheep.
But if the pilot wants to go behind some closed doors for the screening, then that's not good because then the sheep won't see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
They might see the initial instance of him refusing and then them taking him out somewhere and taking him elsewhere.
Right.
But it would be more significant if the pilot were to stand there in front of everybody
as the rest of us would.
Sure.
You know, what are you going to do?
He makes a good point. He says that most of these pilots are military veterans who possess security clearances and they're not allowed to carry on board their pocket knives or bottles of shampoo, but they're allowed to fly enormous fuel-laden missile-like objects over mm-hmm. American cities.
And it's my understanding they have some pilots are allowed to be armed. You know, they're allowed to have guns, but they're not allowed to have a lighter. You know, they can't have a bottle of water, but they can have a Glock. I don't know. I mean, what do you do with this?
I didn't know that about the guns.
Huh? So he's calling for all pilots to follow suit in this.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
I hope that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Let's change gears away from this TSA that's been dominating the conversation here tonight and talk about Twinkies. Now, I can't say I'm a real fan of the Twinkie.
Yeah, I'm not a sponge cake guy.
Michelle, Twinkies?
No, I liked my cake with the whipped cream.
Yeah, that you made homemade cake. Yep. And I don't...
Shouldn't
I
brag about that
not.
On the air. It's rude.
Why is that?
Well, everybody's going to want to have the cake now.
They can have go and get cake.
But not for Michelle.
They can pay me, and I'll make them a cake with...
Totally, really? Would you do that? Like the famous baklava, you'd make a cake and ship it somewhere?
I'll do nearly anything for money.
But you only take silver, though.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for... pointing that out.
Yeah, so maybe you should start that up. In fact, is Georgia's coming back on? I heard they were.
Yes.
Ah, that's great news. We'll be telling you more about that here in a little bit then. All right, so CNN reporting Twinkies, Nutty Bars, powdered donuts. For 10 weeks, Mark Hobb, a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, ate one of these sugary cakelets every 3 hours instead of a meal.
Yuck.
To add variety.
God, can you imagine? I just want to die.
No brain function. Where are his micronutrients?
I don't know. I don't know where mine are either.
To add variety, it wasn't just Twinkies. To add variety to his steady stream of Hostess and Little Debbie snacks, he also munched on Doritos chips, sugary cereals, and Oreos. Now, why would he go and do this to himself? This is dangerous, right? All this bad fatty, you know, this is a health risk.
Yuck.
What was he thinking? I mean, this guy's a nutrition professor. Surely he knows better than to be eating like this. We'll explain what his intentions were in a moment. 800-259-9231. 10 weeks all junk food diet. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as podcast, plus we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations around the country. Just got on in Nashua, New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, on Saturday nights. And so the Free Talk Live AMP program helps us spread the ideas of freedom to as many mainstream media outlets as we possibly can, and also spread it online to our internet listeners and expand the audience there. So if you want to help out with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, some of the money actually goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network, which helps promulgate and to promote other liberty-oriented radio shows, because Free Talk Live just isn't right for everybody. But maybe Ernie Hancock is. So you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up and help out the Liberty Radio community. So 800-259-9231, talking about the Twinkie diet. Mark Hobb, the professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University, ate Twinkies every single day, and some Little Debbie snacks, Doritos chips, sugary cereals, Oreos. This was essentially his diet for 10 weeks of his life. His premise was that in weight loss, pure calorie counting is what matters most, not the nutritional value of the food.
And he's a nutritionist, you said?
He is a professor of human nutrition at Kansas State University.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ostracize him.
And his premise held up. On his convenience store diet, he shed 27 pounds in 2 months. For a class project, Hobb limited himself to less than 1,800 calories per day. A man of Hobb's pre-dieting size usually consumes about 2,600 calories per day, so he followed a basic principle of weight loss. He consumed significantly fewer calories than he burned each day. His body mass index went from 28.8, considered overweight, to 24.9, which is normal, although the BMI is a messed-up scale that has a lot of faults and problems.
Well, that was a body mass index or body fat?
Body mass index.
Okay.
He now weighs 174 pounds, but you might expect other indicators of health would have suffered. not so. Hobbs' bad cholesterol, or LDL, dropped 20%, and his good cholesterol, or HDL, increased by 20%.
Good Lord.
He reduced the level of triglycerides, which are a form of fat, by 39%. Hobbs said, "That's where the head-scratching comes in. What does that mean? Does that mean that I'm healthier? After 10 weeks of eating nothing but junk food?"
It can't.
Or does it mean how we define health from a biology standpoint, that we're missing something?
I like that better.
Despite his temporary success, Haub does not recommend replicating his snack-centric diet. He says, "I'm not geared to say this is a good thing to do," he said. "I'm stuck in the middle. I guess that's the frustrating part. I can't give a concrete answer. There's just not enough information to do that." Two-thirds of his total intake came from junk food. He also took a multivitamin pill and drank a protein shake daily. And he ate vegetables, typically a can of green beans to 3 to 4 celery stalks. Families who live in food... Who live in food deserts? That's deserts, right?
Yeah, dessert has two S's
right.
Because you want two of them.
Have limited access to fresh fruits and vegetables, so they often rely on the kind of food that Haub was eating. He said, "These foods are consumed by lots of people. It may be an issue of portion size and moderation rather than total removal. I just think it's unrealistic to expect people to totally drop these foods for vegetables and fruits. It may be healthy, but not realistic."
He was taking a multivitamin, too.
He was taking a multivitamin.
Yeah.
That's true.
I would think that you'd still be better off getting your vitamins through fresh fruits and vegetables, though.
Hobbs' body fat dropped from 33.4 to 24.9%. This posed the question, what matters more for weight loss, the quantity or quality of the calories? His success is probably a result of caloric reduction, according to a dietitian in Atlanta, Jackson Blattner, who said that it's a great reminder for weight loss that calories count. And is that the bottom line to being healthy? Well, that's another story. A spokesperson for the American Dietetic Association said she's not surprised to hear Hobbs' health markers improved even when he loaded up on processed snack cakes. Being overweight is a central problem that leads to complications like high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol, she said. So when you lose weight, regardless of how you're doing it, even if it's with packaged foods, generally you will see these markers improve when weight loss has improved, she said. Before jumping on the ding-dong bandwagon, Blattner warned of health concerns. "There are things we can't measure," said Blattner, questioning how the lack of fruits and vegetables could affect long-term health. "How much does that affect the risk for cancer? We can't measure how diet changes affect our health." Haub, on August 25th, started his cake diet focusing on portion control. He said, "I'm eating to the point of need and pushing the plate or the wrapper away."
The wrapper. You know, I read about a study where they restricted the caloric intake of rats and got them to live much longer.
Is that right?
And the speculation is that this is true, that you can live life as, say, 1,600 calories as opposed to 2,000 calories is what they recommend. But, you know, food is a great aspect of life. I mean, it's
you should enjoy
good stuff.
Because you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow, right?
Well, I suppose you could. And if you're going to get hit, at least give them a nice big dent, right? I think obviously in moderation, but I just wonder, some people take it way too far.
The celery was key. Celery is very has a lot of enzymes, and it's really cleansing to your body. Actually, it's a central part of a diet that's used to cure people from cancer. Actually,
I had not heard that. I thought it was basically just water, crunchy water.
I'm a nutrition nut actually, and I do eat. You know, everything, but
that was a nutritious chocolate cake that we
made with all organic products.
Is that right?
Yeah, but what sugar does to your body that's much worse than your size is it depletes your immune system.
That's what I was going to. I've heard this speculation.
Very bad on
your
system.
It's hard to know. There's so much nutritional information out there. What do you do? What do you don't? And then what about my cookies? I like to have them when I have them, you know? So it's
I say enjoy your darn cookies.
Well, you're 29,
yeah.
And you have not yet experienced what it's like to be a big old fatso.
I didn't see you say no to that cake tonight.
No, I'm not gonna.
Don't you be preaching to me.
And you're taking some home.
I didn't have a second piece like you did, though.
I didn't have a second piece.
I thought you were going to.
No, I went back to get more whipped cream.
No,
homemade whipped cream. Couldn't say no to that.
Mark, Ian, and Michelle having whipped degree.
So he intended only to go for a month as a teaching tool for his class. As he lost weight, Hobb continued the diet until he reached a normal body mass index. Before his Twinkie diet,
I would just want to die from this diet. It is just so awful.
I like some sweets, but man, yeah, eating that all day.
No other choices. I can just imagine the broccoli cravings.
Before his Twinkie diet, he tried to eat a healthy diet that included whole grains, dietary fiber, berries, and bananas, vegetables, and occasional treats like pizza. Hobbs said, "There seems to be a disconnect between eating healthy and being healthy. It may not be the same. I was eating healthier, but I wasn't healthy because I was eating too much." He maintained the same level of moderate physical activity as before going on the diet. And Hobbs does not have any ties to the snack cake companies, by the way. To avoid setting the bad example for his kids, Hobbs ate vegetables in front of his family. Away from the dinner table, he usually unwrapped his meals. That would have been a little strange.
Why is Daddy just eating celery tonight?
Doesn't seem like a full meal.
He lost some weight, so you can always just say it's a diet.
Now, when he was eating that diet of the grains and fruit, does he make any mention of protein? Because I recall that he had a protein shake.
He did have that during the Twinkie diet, yeah.
Right, but he doesn't appear to have any protein in the healthy diet.
Yeah, I don't think he really got into detail about his healthy diet in mm-hmm. advance. Once he started adding to curb calories, he avoided meat, whole grains, and fruits. Once he started adding meat into the diet 4 weeks ago, his cholesterol level increased. Hobb plans to add about 300 calories to his daily intake now that he's done with the diet. But he's not ditching snack cakes altogether. Despite his weight loss, Hobb feels ambivalent, saying, "I wish I could say the outcomes are unhealthy. I wish I could say it's health. I wish I could say it's healthy. I'm not confident enough in doing that, and that frustrates a lot of people." One side says it's irresponsible, that it's unhealthy, but the data doesn't say that.
Yeah, I can imagine that a lot of people are very upset with this. You know, if you ate, that's what I expected to hear. I expected to hear the man was wasted, wan, his eyes were sunken into his head. You know, it's like some kind of terrible thing happened to him.
Yeah.
He lost weight and he's healthier than he's ever been before.
His cholesterol levels got better.
Twinkies and ding dongs every 3 hours.
Yeah.
God, I mean, I'm so dubious of this. I would never try this. This just sounds like an awful diet.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, it is truly an amazing story, and it's good for that. It's a good story.
I wonder if Hostess will be calling on him now, making him the new Jared, you know,
like
the Subway
guy.
Yeah.
I do suggest that people eat dark chocolate every day, though.
Why is that?
It has a lot of amino acids and antibodies.
They say that beers are good for you, too, every single day.
Awesome.
One or two. All right. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Red Wine Setter.
Thanks, Michelle, for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.
And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 866-2237.